Welcome to the Vancouver Real Estate Show, where you'll discover the secrets to growing wealth through real estate investing. Join author and Vancouver real estate expert, Gary Wong, as he charts the course for you to follow as you build your own net worth through real estate investing.
What's your honest opinion about near future forecast for market here?
Okay. Okay, I love this question because like the...
What was the question?
The question is what is my forecast of the market in the near future? I love the question because people talk to me about the bubble. People talk to me about, oh no, the China stock exchange crashed, or we're not going to get Chinese investments, and oh, the market's going to tank and stuff. So earlier this year, how many of you know that the government canceled the China investment immigrant investment program in February? In February, how many of you know that? Okay, great. So they canceled it. Back then, you could come into Canada and you go, here, government, I'll give you $800,000 or $1 million, and then you hold it there. 5 years later, I get PR. You give me PR. That's how it worked back then. Now they canceled it, and there were like 40,000 on the waiting list, and they all got canceled. So then everybody was scared, like not everybody, a lot of people were scared, and then like people in the real estate industry knew that no, it's nothing to be worried about. Even Bob Rennie went up and spoke about it. He's like, no, I don't think it's going to be a big problem. And yeah, sure enough, it wasn't a big problem. The market, yeah, it's like slowed down for that super high-end $7 million, $8 million houses. But not really. It didn't really slow down. Back then, it was like the currency was still good. I think it was still par at that time. I think the dollar was still par, I think. So here's what I learned about China's economy and Vancouver economy. When China is doing well, everybody takes their money and invests abroad. Buys companies, buys land, goes to buy companies in Australia, buys property in USA, and things like that. And then when China's economy is not doing well, guess what happens? They do the same thing. They take their money and then they invest in China. They're not in China, Canada, USA, Australia. Why? Because China's economy is not doing well. It's unstable. So they take their money out because it's unstable. So then they take their money out and they invest it in other places. And then I was like, so when China's economy is doing well, then Vancouver's economy is, like the Vancouver real estate market is going to go up. When China's economy is doing bad, Vancouver real estate market is still going to go up. And then I was like, oh, the currency still, it's like 30% cheaper, or like compare when it was par, people still came from China because it was still cheap compared to what they pay in Shanghai and Beijing. It was still cheap. Now, when the Canadian dollar is like 30% worse than what it was, it's like a shopping spree. It's like Boxing Day for Chinese investors. And I was like, why wonder is such a hot market? And then not only are we competing against mainland Chinese, we're competing against locals, because those people who lived in $300,000 homes in East Vancouver now all of a sudden are sitting on $1 million homes. And then, so they take they're like a janitor and they make like $20,000 a year, but all of a sudden they're like a millionaire. And then they take their money out and then they help their children to compete. So all of a sudden you're competing against locals now. You're like, oh, how do these locals have money? Well, they didn't, until their parents' properties suddenly skyrocketed. So not only are you competing against like mainland Chinese, you're competing against locals. You're also competing against the builders who always want a piece of the pie. And then you're competing against the local mainland Chinese, local Hong Kong Chinese who are already rich. they came long time ago and they're already rich. So I'm like, and then I'm not even counting the Middle Eastern, like the Dubai princes who come in and just buy like expensive properties, So I don't really see the market tanking. And then plus interest rates are super low. U.S. is not planning to raise their rates for, you know, maybe a year or two, and I really don't see any signs of slowing down this year, at least, for sure.
Thanks for listening to the Vancouver Real Estate Show. If you like the show, don't forget to hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. Download the next show to learn more about real estate, money, and success.